Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Coming to you live, well, because dead would be creepy, from the great orange state of Georgia, this is Kiki and the Geek.
That's kind of yellow right now.
Well, we're a red state, if you look at the political map, and we're covered in yellow pollen.
Okay.
We become
that
orange.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you didn't stretch, but that's okay.
No, there's no stretching. That works.
Yeah, he's right. That works.
Yeah, it does. It's just
not what I would have thought.
What would you gonna do? Yeah, because I loved your voice for episode 25.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we established that we were really lucky that I showed up and didn't urinate. So
Again, like we said earlier, that urination might have actually brought a bigger crowd.
Right.
Wonderful sound of the marble dropping.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The water sports panel.
Yeah. Which I don't think there was one, but okay, we're.
You know,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yes, welcome.
I am Kinky Fleshvine.
And I am Mighty Bill the Geek.
And we're the fabulous foursome again with
Phantom B4E.
And your wonderful web slave, Erika Yui Well. All yours, people.
Yay!
Because she's a kind of a slut that way.
Yeah, that works.
Whatever you want to say.
You're in good company. We're all a little slutty here.
Yeah,
so it
just
works.
A bit, tad bit. Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
So
we went to FrolicCon this last week.
Yes, last weekend.
Yeah. I kind of kicked ass.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, this is mine and Ruka's fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been around 5 years. We've been to each one.
And it was our first year. I just had never made it out, and yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Sure.
My second year working, and hi to whoever it was that came up and introduced yourself. I didn't catch your name, but hi.
Yay.
Yeah, so I had someone come up to me at the Native Guide table. She's like, oh, you're Aruka, and then shook my hand, and I didn't catch her name.
Oh, that's great.
You know.
Very cool.
Yeah, I didn't get anything like that.
I was kind of odd. Okay.
Damn, it's our podcast, nice. And we don't.
Wear your Fuck Me I'm a Podcaster shirt.
Yeah.
And did anyone go, oh my God,
okay.
Fuck me.
Nope.
If you have a podcast.
Nope, pretty much. No one even wanted to know what that meant, since there's
a
joke behind it.
We are fucking hilarious, and if they didn't get that, they are just all on.
Well, they would have had to
have
listened to the cast to get the idea of why we have the shirt.
Okay, but most people know what a podcast is.
Honestly, I don't think so.
No, that's pretty fucking impressive, actually. Just be like, oh my God.
Not even that. I mean, you would think, you know, I've actually had to explain what a podcast is to younger people. People you think would be more in the know, a little more hip to what's going on. But no, I've had to explain it to everybody that I've met. What a podcast is.
Yeah, but I mean, I would still be like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds sexy. And like, jumped up all up on your Johnson.
Oh, no one jumped up on my Johnson.
That's what I'm saying. It's a crying shame that nobody did that.
I mean, out of my wish list, I only got checked 4 times, and all 4 of the people, I knew who they were.
Well, I mean, you know, people were trying. They were trying to make your wishes come true.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
It's kind of cool that, you know, you have enough friends that, you know, like, when you'd be happy, they were trying to fulfill stuff off of your list.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Although, what's her face? America, or however she says her name. She's the one that ruined the surprise on Twitter, telling everybody what I had underneath the kilt.
That's right.
I was like, they know! You don't tell them! They're supposed to find out for themselves!
Oh, nobody pays attention to any of us. Come on. Like, that had any effect.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, could've
soured
actually
the whole thing.
We did have a guy who offered to fulfill things on my wish list, but I kind of didn't get the email until it was too late, and we already had other plans, so.
Oh, I did get shit in my little envelope when I put it up on the, because you know, you're supposed to put a an envelope with your wish list so people could stick their contact information in there.
Oh, see, I put my address, my email address, and my Twitter and my FetLife.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, so you could. Yeah, I think you could do both.
Yeah,
but they did have, and I didn't get shit in my envelope.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
I was
thinking about where we were.
Yeah, maybe there could have actually been shit in my...
Yeah, right. Yeah, for that panel.
Yeah.
For the brown panel.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if they really get the scat at
There was a class last year.
There was a P class last year.
There was a scat class last year, too. I didn't see it on the schedule this year, and I know that kind of stuff's not allowed in the playroom, but...
Yeah.
I would go to that.
I don't know.
It would just be interesting to, like, listen to.
Yeah, you would be all
No, because they usually have demonstrations.
Oh, well,
no. That's me.
Because they did have demonstration. Because the guy who did the urine... The golden showers, the water play panel also does the flogging and the or last year was doing flogging and electric play.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
So, well, luckily he didn't combine the electric play and, right. and the water sports at the same time.
My cousin was his demo bottom for the electric play.
Okay, yeah. Not for the water sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her eyes kind of lit up when we should.
She was lovely. Yeah, she's very cool.
Mr. Snego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her eyes lit up when she saw the, you know, it's like, show her what we have. And she held
up. Oh, I held up the violet wand.
The violet wand?
Because my cousin is an admitted Electra slut, so.
Okay, yeah, we actually have a couple of those.
Yeah, I'm starting to really understand my cousin better.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not going to be the one that's going to get tased for pleasure, but,
Yeah, that's a little bit much, yeah.
Because he actually did when Boy Meat did it, he showed the violet wand, he shows the tens, and he also showed, like,
Cattle prod,
taser, even the little electrified fly swatter.
I told you my story about that, right? An arc, like, you know, 5-6 inches long from, you know, that thing to his ass.
Right.
And he, like, hopped up off the bed. Like from a full laying on his stomach position, like, came up off the bed.
I want to stick with the violet wand because it's a different type of electricity than dealing with the tens, because the tens actually gets deep, and that's why you have to keep play with it pretty much lower, where the violet wand is more
surface.
Static, and only is, you know, on the surface. You
little
really have to
stingy thing.
Well, and we did go to somebody's room where you guys had your dueling wands.
Dueling wands. Oh, God. Yeah.
I just like how that sounds. All of a sudden, it just kind of...
Racking up the hotel's power bill.
That and some wax play going on.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah, that
was a good night. It was kind of...
Would have been funner if we could have got some more people in there, too, to hang out.
Well, I think it was a
good group. A little party, yeah.
It was a good group. Everybody was having a good time.
I don't know. I like kind of the larger group, you know, kind of more share.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it. Somebody let me borrow their violet wand, and I've got to figure out how to buy one, because it was really fucking
fun. You could buy them piecemeal, really, if you really wanted to, because I know Torvay.com actually sells just the wand.
Okay.
And then you can buy attachments later. Yeah, I don't know how much the wand, because I think the wand itself is like 200.
Yes, I think I saw one.
And then you can go from there, and I think the attachments are anywhere between 15 and 25, depending on what you want.
Okay, see? Yeah, that would be something we could do.
And plus, honestly, all you really needed is the contact probe and the wand, and then you could go nuts with, you know, dental picks, and go buy Mylar at Party City. Yeah,
I've got a worker pinwheel,
steel wool.
Yeah,
we all love. I am in love with that.
Yeah. Well, and you, we were just talking, you had said that somebody mentioned that their favorite toy to use
was the Mylar flogger.
Yeah.
And that, you could go and buy Mylar at
the Mylar City. You said the Mylar blanket.
Oh, yeah, Mylar, the safety blanket. Yeah, someone I had talked to that I tried to hook up. There was talk of hooking up at some point to do some electric play, but never did come, anything came of it. But, yeah, they used the Mylar blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be rather interesting, considering.
Yeah, just all the little places it would. Yeah.
Touch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them hold the indirect thing, and then you just cover them, and you know, lie still.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be tight.
Try to stay.
I kind of like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're drinking Ramoon, by the way. That's what that is. So just so I don't have to edit it out, I just went ahead and explained it.
All right.
Yeah. It's that wonderful marble rolling around in the bottle.
Yay.
Yummy, yummy stuff.
Yay.
Well, yeah, so, classes. Yeah, what did classes. What did you guys end up hitting?
We did the Kinky and the Geek panel.
Okay,
we enjoyed that mightily. That was a great one, and everyone really should have gone but didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had
Mrs. Cancun ballroom.
Yeah, we had five people show up that weren't friends.
Yeah.
But we had a rowdy, fun ass group of friends, and that was great. Yeah. We've got great fucking friends.
We did the drunk cast. Which should be coming up at some point.
Yeah. And I went to a Dom forum that was given by Lord Mercury. And I actually somewhere have the printout where, it was just a bunch of dominants together talking about what makes a good dominant.
Right.
How online networking has affected DS relationships and things like that. Just, some kind of thought-provoking questions.
Right.
And it was kind of interesting. It made me really think about some things that I've kind of let go recently since I haven't been doing any hardcore play. But it was really interesting, but it was mostly male doms.
Right.
Talking about their female subs. And there was one other female dominant in there who she and I kind of spoke up a little bit. We kind of represented a little bit. But it was, it was interesting. So that kind of made me think about some things.
Right, yeah.
And that was it. We went to that Talking Dirty, Naughty by Vox.
Right.
It was canceled. Somebody had a family emergency.
Yeah, the teacher, I can't remember if they had a family emergency or they had to leave or something, yeah.
Yeah, so that was canceled. Yeah, so, that was pretty much it as far as classes go.
Right.
Because of my work schedule, I didn't hit terrible much either. I mean, of course, the Kinky and the Geek panel. Duh.
Right.
Went to the, there was a panel on, it was called Torchwood,
mm-hmm.
but we really ended up just talking about issues with Captain Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I actually thoroughly enjoyed that panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But trying to think of some other panels I actually went to.
Yeah, there was a couple I went to that I know you didn't go to with me.
Right, because I had to work.
Because I went to one on game addiction, mm-hmm. video game addiction, which mm-hmm. mainly dealt more with MMOs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also the nature of what an addiction is, and the fact that addiction isn't actually used in the literature. It's dependency and something else, abuse, are the two things. And then they talked about the Big Gray Book of Bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Which is basically the book the therapists use. It's the
nice. My sister really, really wants one of those.
Honey, it was a therapist that called it the Big Gray Book.
Have.
Yeah, the Big Gray Book of Bullshit. She called it that.
Sounds like when my dad got the Merck manual and decided he, was dying of leprosy. And he'd find every rare fucking disease and realize that he had it and had had it for some time.
Right.
Yeah. Some books should be kept out of the hands of... most people.
Yeah, well, they just... she was talking about how, internet addiction, video game addiction, and something else will not be making version 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no... this the data on actually being an addiction. And that's what she was actually doing. This was part of her going for her PhD. So I think her dissertation is going to be on... video game addiction.
Okay.
Because at the end of the class, she was looking for people who played
more than
30 hours plus a week.
Honestly, there was a time when I probably could have qualified for that.
But she wanted to talk. She had to fill out it was 90 minutes of your time for a questionnaire, and she was giving people $20
mm-hmm.
to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
So, and then I went to the
fact that they could take 90 minutes out and fill that out.
Yeah, that.
Right. Yeah, you're doing okay.
They were talking about how it's the culture itself mm-hmm. is using the terminology. So why trying to figure out if you're using if the people themselves are using the terminology, find out what they mean when they use it.
Right.
And they were talking about what do you consider getting addicted? And they actually had two answers that was rather interesting. One was. Being catheterized so you don't have to get up and go pee.
That's
and the other one was poop sock.
Yes.
people pooping in a sock
right.
so they'd have to go. But that was two extremes, which is funny because
I don't know. You think that's a little extreme?
Yeah, but they were talking about
toilet before.
Yeah, but they were they talking about? They were talking about how you really know you're getting it's getting bad when stuff starts moving closer to your gaming, where the microwave and the refrigerator start moving closer.
That always reminds me of Vork on the Guild, who's like frying bacon next to his computer.
Yes.
Yeah, that cracks me up every freaking time.
The giant tub of ketchup.
Ketchup gang.
Yeah.
So for those of you who haven't watched the Guild,
you need to. It's worth it. Watch it.
They're slowly putting season 3 up on YouTube right now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I gotta watch
I think they're up to like maybe.
Yeah. I watched the first two on Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix now.
I think you can get it even if you don't have the gold. I think you can still get it on Xbox Live. Okay. I think they do that free, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I found it on MSN.
I think I was watching it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found the first three, the first two on YouTube.
Well, you can actually buy
three.
The DVDs.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's one that I would probably actually
buy. There's going to be a comic book real soon. I've seen the cover.
That Felicia's Felicia actually did write.
Yeah. Nice. So... Very doesn't cool. matter how, doesn't matter where, watch that series.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did another class, which was Let's Talk About Sex, mm-hmm. which was actually a talk about sex and BDSM
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, you can and should incorporate that into your, you know, mm-hmm. you know, the boat, merge the two.
Right, right.
Because there are people out there that are, for whatever reason, don't equate the two.
I've actually played like that where there was no sex involved.
Yeah, no, but we're even talking about people who are in relationships who will actually separate the sex and the BDSM.
Well, you know, that's not necessarily... It has its purposes.
Right.
There are times when you don't necessarily want to get it on, but, you know, you need to get your DS, you know, SM on. So,
right.
You know... I can see it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that was the nature of her class, which mm-hmm. then they demoed it,
mm-hmm.
where he came down and like grabbed her by the hair and caned her and actually bent her over and cut her panties off
and fucked her.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, she had to go down on him.
Yeah, see, first. I totally would have gone had I known there was going to be all that.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Well, see, I never read any of the descriptions. Just let's talk about sex,
okay? Hey, let's go talk let's about sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, bonus.
The,
nice.
And being the voyeur, that was... Which actually did get one of my... The website. I didn't write it out, but watching a couple have sex.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Only two of my wishes ended up on the board, and one was to sound somebody who's never been sounded before.
Right.
Urethral sounds. And then the other one was to just wail on a bi boy.
Right.
Who, you know, would then be required to perform acts. But it just, yeah.
Yeah.
It just didn't
that's
get
a
that
tough
guy's
one
email.
Sometimes,
yeah.
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 Those usually have to be more of a spontaneous thing than...
Right.
Than
right, just kind of happened.
What else? And then we went to the big burlesque show, Big Mama's.
Oh, yes. Big love, Big Mama's.
Yeah, I wanted
to go to that.
But. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Why didn't we go?
Probably.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Madly?
Well, yeah, we, you know, because we were driving home every day. We I mean, it's...
Yeah, but it was a little lonely, a little after midnight.
But, I mean, I've got dogs that have been in their crates, all day. They don't think it's amusing that I wanted to stay for a burlesque show.
We were still
maybe next year.
Before.
Right. Well,
maybe next year I'll be able to work that out.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
It's worth it. Yeah. It's really worth it.
Yeah, they're a burlesque troupe out of Charlotte, and they mm-hmm. actually try to do the old school,
mm-hmm.
you know, actual burlesque.
You said with a full vaudeville show.
Yeah, up there it is, but mm-hmm. this one is not, you know, the two guys who are the hosts
mm-hmm.
is... Johnny Anonymous and Lefty LeBlue.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent most of the weekend talking to Lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Well, and let me ask, because I had never been, it was my first time at Frolicon, but I've been around like the kink community and things.
Mm-hmm.
You had never really been around any of it, and I'm looking at Phantom. What were your thoughts on it?
I don't know.
All right.
It was cool. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be, but like not in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you had a lot of fears going into it.
Yeah, well, I just wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah. And you dug it and you'd recommend it?
Yeah, it was cool. Definitely recommend it. Cool. So you can find a staircase.
Use
the elevators.
Yeah.
Well, that's any convention.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
there are just some
thing
logistics that were kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, you got. They actually were getting up to what? What did they say at the end of the? At the end of
how many people?
Yeah,
we had?
It was 1,300.
1,300 or so. Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's not bad.
Yeah. They've got enough room.
We're only allowed 500 more people next year.
Before they have to talk about looking
for
a bigger place,
hotel,
and they still have two. Mm-hmm. They still have two more years in the contract. After
okay.
That
so only 500 more people, guys.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
If you're not going to come back next year, let us know so we can switch you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only the cool people.
Right.
Yeah. A big, long scroll list of names.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's obviously everybody in this room is going to make the
list.
Oh,
of course. Yeah,
totally.
Of course.
Especially considering they may want us back as a guest. So.
Yeah, that kicks ass. Which, I was kind of surprised because we didn't have such a huge turnout, but... You said that they were jazzed about.
The track director T Rex of the Think Track, she seemed really happy.
Well, and can we say for just a second how absolutely fucking amazing the ops team was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Oh my god!
We
they came in
the
there and just
guns ablazing.
Oh my! Yeah, they rocked our worlds. Actually, we had forgotten a cable at home.
Yeah, the important cable.
And they had like five. They were like, oh, yeah, he's got, it was just like, it was ridiculous how amazing they
were. Well, these are also
were.
Guys that do ops for Dragon Con.
Oh,
so,
are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know Bill does.
Okay.
And in fact, I want to say almost everybody that's on the ops team have done Dragon Con, or at least a couple of them. But, yeah, these are people who are.
They got like five fucking people, and there are more people working on the ops team than were actually on our panel.
They gave us speakers, they gave us wires, they gave us mics. It's like didn't even blink hard.
They're magic.
Yeah,
they're magic. They were amazing. I hope they hear this. They won't. Yeah.
Hopefully,
you never know.
If you want to put up a thanks, do that on a. Yeah. FetLife, everybody, all the Follicon people seem to be on front.
I need to go and I need to respond to some things because there are a bunch of like wrap up kind of questions, like what was your favorite moment and what was your favorite thing you overheard, and I need to go back and.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments was Happy Sack turned out very well.
That was good. Yeah,
people really enjoyed.
Yeah, next year we're either going to have to carry around a bigger sack, or we're going to have refills for it upstairs.
Yeah,
or both.
Yeah. And that totally, like, you guys did that on the first night, and it set the tone.
Yeah,
it was like, hey guys, drink something. Where we probably, might not have drank otherwise.
Yeah, I had a friend's master come up and hug me because he pulled out. I had found a couple of bottles of the Van Gogh vodka. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a chocolate coffee vodka.
Yeah.
And he came up and hugged me.
Nice.
Because she pulled it, and he came over and hugged me.
Nice.
Because he liked it.
Very cool.
I had friends and mistress. She put it in her, she had strawberry crystal light, and she pulled a strawberry vodka.
Oh, perfect.
And put that put it in there, so that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I should probably mute that for the next time.
What the fuck was that?
That's my little voice that says, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, okay, so you know what time we're about to tell what time we're recording this.
Yeah.
That was really creeping me out when we were trying to have sex last night.
That's my robot voice. That's when you get me excited, I start
and
all speaking.
And
of
I looked
robot.
At you funny, and you didn't say anything. So I just,
that's my special robot voice.
You have to bring her to a certain level. It's a robot. It's a robot. It's a robot voice achievement.
Start going to robot.
Hit the
robot spot.
Yeah, it's the robot achievement.
Wow.
Nice. My computer is fixed, I should mention.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me just say, I fucking love Apple. Took it to the Apple store, and it was a graphics processor that was out, and they replaced my logic board. $1,200 logic board, replaced it for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
So big ups to Apple Store and Lenox Mall.
Oh my god. Yeah. Big relief for me, because I was ready to go in fetal position and just die.
Right.
Yeah. Because you don't mess with my computer.
Yeah, same here. And I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's my baby.
Right. Exactly.
So. Oh yeah, I forgot the toy we bought. We actually bought ourselves a toy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Awesome.
I haven't gotten to, you know, I haven't used it too much. I'm looking forward to it, though. Mm-hmm. We got ourselves a 15-fall Buffalo Flogger.
Yeah, it is soft like butter, too.
And it's purple.
Yeah.
It's purple awesome. And yellow. Yeah, it's rather interesting because a buffalo is more of a thud, or is a thud, okay. not a sting.
Yeah, it's a thud. And
I mean, if you learn how to do it right, you could probably make it sting. Okay. But right, it's squared off. The edges are squared off.
Yeah.
But it's going to be nothing but thud.
I got a few hits in the hall while we were there, and it has lots and lots of potential.
Yeah. I love flogging. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So that's our third flogger. So I have cow, rubber and cow, and buffalo.
I've heard the rubber is pretty harsh. I've heard it's nice and stingy.
It can be. It can be very quite stingy. And in that particular combination, you get the real sting. And the cow has more of a thud, so you get that good mixture.
Okay. But it's also, what is it, deer processed?
Deer
processed cow leather, so it's more of a deer skin.
Yeah, the leather's really soft. To the steamy and of course it's got one of those wonderful what do you call it?
I want to say it's like a nunchuck handle. So instead of like a regular,
you have two little rings that go on your finger.
That's nice. Yeah.
Instead of holding it in your hand,
you don't have to really do so much wrist work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot less risk work to it, and you can get a lot of really good swings.
In fact, the guy who was selling it to me, or who was showing it to me, and then where I bought it from, was telling me one of the reasons he created them was so he could he could run with the younger crowd, because there was just times when he's whipping on these young girls.
Yeah, the forearms the next day will just be on fire.
But the Fed has the little, it's on a ball and socket, basically.
Yeah, that's why I call it. Basically, it kind of looks like a nunchuck, the end of a nunchuck.
Yeah, I love my suede that I've got, but I could really use something a little bit more easy to use. I like them because they're nice and heavy, and you can do fetty or sting with them, but they've just got the long handles, and they'll kill your wrist if you try to use them for any length of time.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the Buffalo Flogger is the handle's not very heavy. Where I'm used to where my leather one has got that heavy, heavy handle. This one almost feels hollow.
Yeah.
But what's nice is that the weight of the buffalo puts all the weight in the fall, so you're going to get more of the
It's all fun until you accidentally let go and it goes flying across the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody loses an eye.
Maybe I should get you one of those, Wii handles, and we can attach that to the end.
A Wii flogger.
Yeah, a Wii flogger.
A little rubber Wii remote condom.
Yeah.
I don't know if it needs the Wii flogger.
Oh, that would be kind of funny, though. Basically, make a flogger where the handle is a Wii remote.
That would be funny. Actually, that is
probably somebody's
going to do that. Yeah, that is fully a Wii flogger.
If they have not, you've released it into the universe now.
Yeah.
Right. That would kick ass.
The only thing else I think I'd want to invest in, maybe, but that may be a little too rough for you, is the kangaroo. Kangaroo.
No, might have to work
kangaroos
me up
are for petting and loving, not for
hitting
cutting
people.
Up into floggers.
Or turned into back scratchers
and
bottle openers.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's trying to talk me into getting a wallaby.
Yeah, wallabies are cool.
They're apparently good pets too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very adorable.
And they'll mow your lawn for you.
Yeah.
I got to see some at Busch Gardens when I was there once. Uh-huh. They actually had an Australian exhibit going through while I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I got to see the wallabies. They had a couple of kangaroos.
Nice.
And of course, they had the wonderful koalas.
Oh, yeah.
Which
cute.
I got to show, because at the time I actually had a one of those knit gigapets, and I actually had a koala gigapet at the time. So I'm going through the all the koala, holding up my gigapet to the window,
saying hey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're apparently okay pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to be together for a while before you get one.
Yeah, apparently your one is like.
Yeah.
First year anniversary is the wild bee anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that makes
sense. Well, you know, my ex adopted
like
three dogs with
diamond.
Me, and then she moved to Utah, and I have three dogs that are expensive to take care of, so that I love dearly.
And crazy.
And don't resent, and they're absolutely crazy.
Again, you're not bitter?
Utterly
no,
insane.
I'm not. Okay. I'm really not bitter lately. She emailed me, a couple days ago about the homeowner's insurance coming due, because that was on her policy. And I wrote her back, you know, listen, I'm struggling to pay the tax, you know, the property tax
right.
on the house, so let it lapse. Like, I got to do what I got to do, right? And so she writes me back, and she's like, well, you know, if the house burns down, there won't be any money there to cover it. And I'm like, I could just start up some shit. I don't care. I'm happy. I'll let it go. So I'm not really not that bitter.
Okay, well, we just wanted to say that.
I just get a little bitchy every now and again. Yeah, as you
know. So that covers us.
That covers everything now, yes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Our two things, yes.
Yes.
We need to get an iPhone app review in. That because that we should cover that, too.
Well, no.
I could give a really...
Oh, you've got a good one.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you recorded something really good.
I don't know what it's called now.
Oh, well, I can't believe you would know.
It's over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
You see randomly downloading apps on your phone.
Yeah. And I should say,
preface. They're not going to be able to hear any of it.
Yeah. I should preface this by saying Phantom is a very skilled beatboxer.
So I'm told.
Yeah. I was totally impressed by that.
It's called Not Starting. Everyday Looper.
Okay.
Just get Everyday Looper.
Well, what does Everyday Looper do?
It is a 4-track like loop recording machine. There's a bunch of videos up on YouTube of it, and that's what got me looking for it in the first place. So look up Everyday Looper on YouTube. There should be a whole bunch of videos about it.
Yeah, do you have anything on there that you can play?
Not right now, no, actually.
Yeah. It doesn't record, it just... does it store it?
Yeah, but I erased what I had before.
Oh,
do something and edit it in there.
Yeah, totally.
App reminds me, I gotta check my zombies.
Yes.
I think I've got crops coming out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I gotta not do that one.
Yeah, no, you'll love it.
I play Zombie Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wonderful little app. Right. You can play it anywhere. You don't even have to have the internet to play it. Mm-hmm. And then it will hook back up to Facebook. And you can put your stats and stuff
so
up there.
So Zombie Farm?
Zombie Farm. Yes.
Okay, that one I haven't seen then. I was thinking Zombie Pets.
Oh, Zombie Farm.
Oh, I think I love it.
You can grow pets. You can grow plants. You can grow your zombies. You can hook up with your Facebook friends and get achievements.
So it's a combination of Zombie Pets and Farmville.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
actually, I have 4 more minutes till my coffee matures. I dropped my
touch. I'm crazy about it.
I've got 4 more minutes till my coffee matures. So,
okay. We got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, people. Wrap it up. I got some coffee maturing.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully my coffee headed Zomborg will be ready too, because those really, really rock when you're invading.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have to go check that one out.
Oh, and I do actually have a website to pimp. A friend of mine that I've met through conventions, Melissa, has a website where she sells music and movies. It's www.alternativexchange.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anything you're looking for, and it's used movies, music,
she'll track it down for you.
Yeah, she'll find it. She's found some really good stuff. I got a copy of My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult.
Mm-hmm.
I See Good Spirits, I See Bad Spirits for $7.
Nice.
She also had a copy of Finger Looking Good, which is a role of Revolting Cox, which is Al Jorgensen's side project, project, which I thought was really funny when Ministry and Revolting Cox actually went on tour together.
Mm-hmm.
But then she told me that he doesn't sing. He doesn't sing for Revolting Cox anymore.
Okay.
So I just thought it'd be really funny. It's like, oh, this is Al, and this has been Revolting Cox. It turns around. Oh, this is Al, and this is Ministry.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you go to her site, keep an eye on it, because she's getting ready to shut that site down, because she's closing down the shop. She's based out of Durham.
Mm-hmm.
She does have a shop right now, which she's unfortunately in the process of closing down.
Mm-hmm.
It seems her car got keyed outside the shop and cost $1,600 worth of damage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she seems to make enough doing the con circuit to do it. Because she does Dragon Con, which she she loves doing because she makes a buku at DragonCon. Mm-hmm,
she does.
BubbleCon, another small convention, she does FrolicCon. FrolicCon may stay in her rotation. It really depends on how well she did this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we talked to her Saturday, she was actually talking about not doing DragonCon. Not doing
FrolicCon
anymore.
But then again, she did say that she kind of made up.
Yeah, she did. And she was still debating
after that. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great, and she's always got a really really good collection of pins.
Okay.
I don't think since we met her, I don't think there's a con that she's been at that we've been at as well that I have not bought a pin from her.
A pin like a.
Buttons.
Like
she sells buttons. Okay. She also sells bottle cap necklaces where they've got different pictures. She was actually asking me. I said, "Well, if you're gonna do stuff like this, do like the, you know, the rainbow flag and the men women symbols.
Yeah.
You know, find the leather pride flag. Do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think things at FrolicCon like that she could probably do.
Yeah,
that's weird. I don't remember seeing her at all. We were just in the dealer's room.
Sure. Right, but it was where Myth Martha's was.
Uh-huh.
Just kinda.
And then there was the one that has all the funky t-shirts.
Okay.
And then they had the guy who was selling, like, the leather. Actually, the guy next to the t-shirt place was a guy that sells the floggers with the loops on them.
Was that Torvia?
No, further down. Torvia was towards
the
front. This was getting towards the back.
Yeah. We actually found a collar that I really, really liked. It was suede.
Right.
It's so soft and squishy and yummy, but we got to get something that doesn't have any nickel.
So
we didn't have anything. Allergy. Yeah, but it was, oh my God, it was beautiful. It was black suede with like a red stripe.
Yeah,
he said he would totally make us a custom one, so that's cool.
Yeah, you can usually find decent stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was a small thing, but I also got... She also had a used. Well, actually, no. It was new. It was actually still sealed, but she must have got it cheap because it was only $7. It was the first season, first volume of Ultraman.
Twenty episodes on two discs.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually really looking forward to watching this because I've only seen clips of it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's
cool. It's basically live action, like, you know, Monster Squad again. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the monsters. Invading Tokyo, they have one guy who's secretly Ultraman.
Nice.
Who turns into a giant robot and fights the monsters.
Very cool. Yeah, we've been watching. We watched New Moon Rift Tracks.
Yeah, that was good.
Which was funny. And then what else did we watch? We watched
Paranormal Activity.
Oh yeah. And the best way to watch that is with a big man wrapped around you.
I haven't had the guts to watch that one yet.
Actually, it's just one of those that's just eerie. It's not like terrifying, but it's just fully eerie through the whole thing.
It very much plays on what you've expected from watching horror movies all your life.
Yeah.
And they'll have shots of like,
where he's about to look up in the mirror and you expect to see something jump up behind you and you're just waiting for it.
Yeah, more of it is the tension than the actual.
I haven't watched horror movies all my life, and you would think as much as into the paranormal and ghost hunting and stuff, but I get nightmares.
Well,
I admit to it. I get nightmares.
It's so funny. I've always been kind of weird about horror movies just because... You know, having had, like, family members with weird medical shit, it's like, I don't want to see people with their guts hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, having had lots of surgery and lots of people who know surgery and having intimate, you know, experience with people's, you know, arms shredded down to the bone and shit. Yeah, just, it grosses me out.
Right.
I like Evil Dead.
Yeah, I'm totally...
But that was I gotta
get you
it was a cartoon factor to that.
It was goofy.
I gotta get you watching more of their cartoon gore stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and I've totally gotten into the whole zombie thing because it's like the premise is so it's far enough out there that I can deal with it.
Right.
So it kind of
Have you done any more of your zombie watching?
What have I watched?
Crazies.
Oh, watch The Crazies. But we had a big discussion about that.
They're
not really
zombies.
Not really zombies.
I think I'm going to extend
fall well under the rage virus.
I think I'm going to extend my definition to be zombie / some sort of rage virus outbreak.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mass infection.
Yeah, but that was good. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And we started watching the 1973 version this morning, which was...
It's good and cheesy.
Yeah, it's fully cheesy. Yeah.
Nice red paint blood.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Bright red.
Yeah.
Kind of a tomato-y read.
Huh.
But yeah, now I'm trying to think, have I watched anything else? We did watch Clash of the Titans, which was good, but not
the old
fabulous. The new one.
That's probably the best review I've heard so far.
Yeah, it's
okay. I'm wobbling on that one because the very first movie my parents ever snuck me into the theaters to see was Clash of the Titans.
Right.
So I'm such a hardcore fan of the old one.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if I can handle
the
new one.
Just had something special about it, and this one was just...
It was the special effects.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it had to have been the special effects of the original. As it's a stop motion animation.
Right.
I don't know. Some people call it cheesy. I call it brilliant.
Oh, it's
definitely an art form back in the
day.
There we go. It's an art form.
Yeah.
Well, look at what they did with Coraline. Coraline was all stop motion.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
And they much worshipped the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And I did watch Dawn of the Dead, which I don't know if I talked about
Which one?
The old one.
Okay.
I don't know if I talked about that one or not.
I do know. You haven't talked about that one at all.
Yeah, I don't. My spreadsheet was lost.
The spreadsheet.
I could probably put it back together from memory. But that was fucking hilarious. I love that movie. That's one of my new favorite movies. The zombies on the escalators.
Yeah.
It just cracked me up.
I still need to see the original.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I have it on VHS, and I want to get the box set. Because they have a special edition one that actually has several...
But you're so picky about which one you want.
No. I know which one I want. I just got to pay the 40 bucks it is for it still.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 3 or 4 disc set,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the original cut, which is probably what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that for the longest time was only available on like a college campus tour, the 16mm one. It's it's the first edit where they don't even have the original music.
Oh, okay.
It's a music by a group called, I can't remember it starts with a G. Goblins.
Okay.
Oh, so it's this really eerie tone to it. In fact,
less funny, because like the one that I saw, the music kind of...
Well, yeah, but it's not really going for a funny. So the stuff on the escalator and stuff can be funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was like they had like carnival music almost.
Yeah. I think that may have been in it, I think, but it's been so long since I've seen that cut.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like the opening sequence,
mm-hmm.
there's no music, so you hear the chaos in the court what's going on from the moment she wakes up. You hear the entire.
That's cool.
You hear the chaos of what's going on in the TV thing.
Okay.
There are longer cuts. The end scene where the bikers come in, mm-hmm. the zombies flood in.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually longer and gorier.
Okay.
You learn a little bit more about the characters, because there's one where they're finally mm-hmm. taking off in the chopper for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and they're going through who they're leaving behind.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
there's other things, but it's actually pretty good. If I ever bring myself to buy the box set, I would have it.
Yeah.
There's like the European cut too.
Well, and thank you for bringing me World War Z.
Yeah, the audio book. Yeah,
and I've got Zombie Diaries. Which I have not watched yet. And I've got... I watched Porn of the Dead. Did we talk about that?
Yes, we've talked about that.
God.
There's actually two books that I almost picked up last time we went to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
One is Patient Zero.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically... Oh. It's for the little bit I've read, but the best way to describe it is Jack Bauer meets Night of the Living Dead.
I've actually read this one entirely through. I mean...
Okay.
I ate that book up.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you've got a guy who's a police officer,
mm-hmm.
ends up getting hooked up with this federal group that doesn't exist.
Okay.
And turns out that some Islamic terrorists have gotten their hands on a virus that makes zombies.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to... I mean, there's just so much out there.
And then there's another one called Monster Island.
Yeah.
Which is basically...
vaguely familiar.
Yeah, there's actually... it's a... the world, you know, basically the zombie plague has gone on. There's a group of schoolgirls turned soldiers, basically, that need medical supplies, who, with a former UN employee as their guide, go on to Manhattan Island, which is just crawling with with zombies, which you can imagine with the population of Manhattan, just how many zombies could probably end up.
Oh, yeah.
In that small island space.
Yeah, I need to get back on it. And actually, my friend A, who, you know, I'm just going to call him A.
Right.
I asked him to give me that list of the top 10 horror movies.
Yeah.
I totally have that list. And I watched one of them, but I, you know, with all the computer problems, you know, everything I watch is.
Which one
computer.
Did you watch? Or are we going to wait until?
The Curse of Dracula or The Something of Dracula.
Okay.
But it's part of a set with that and the Something of the Werewolf.
Oh.
But yeah, he's very into the old stuff.
Right.
And so it was kind of like pivotal things.
Send me that list.
And I want to get him on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's off mic stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's the one who got me going to the Silver Scream Spook Show.
Right. Which we actually need to go with you at some
point.
Everything I wanted to go to was last week, except for
everything you want is in Atlanta. I don't see why you don't care.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Well, if you need help getting the U-Haul truck up there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'll go.
We can tag team drive.
And that way I won't seem like the bad guy to his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, it was them. they want him down there. I don't know.
Gang mentality.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I'm just like a
You're forcing me to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring my
and
shotgun.
And then she'll still like me, so it'll be good.
Okay, so we have a question. Did we get any more?
Did you want to read that one?
No, you can read. You can read because I don't want to pull my phone out right now.
It was kind of tongue in cheek, so to speak. I think.
It was a tongue in something.
This is from an anonymous.
Our anonymous friend.
And our anonymous friend says, bringing up TweetDeck. That's the TweetDeck whistle.
While we're waiting for it to come up, I'm just going to intercede that, Javendor, I did not answer my phone because we are recording. I will call you back after the cast.
Hey, Javendor.
Yes, because, you know, he'll be able to hear this. Once we hit stop, it will go directly into his brain.
No, he'll...
Knowing him, it might. I love my brother-in-law. I really do.
And he actually loves our show.
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
We've got a real penis fan base.
We really do.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm so fine with that. Yeah, that actually works for me.
Yeah, I know it works for you.
Yeah. How would I thank a man for making me feel liked and appreciated?
This is the question, by the way.
Yes.
In general.
Oh, by the way, I was just thinking. Yeah, no, this is a question from our anonymous. And we determine, I said porn and you said head.
Head, yeah.
That's the kind of people we are.
That's our silly answers.
Yeah, that would be different.
I don't really know. That's not something I've had to deal with.
I think he's blushing.
You may be blushing. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah, it was.
That was very sweet.
It was a great weekend getting to hang out with our anonymous friend a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a great weekend just seeing, you know, this particular con family anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
These are people we only get to see between 2 and 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. If that, like, Mistress doesn't go to Dragon Con anymore. Neither does Roxy. We get to see Roxy and Mistress once a year.
Yeah.
And this is the only time we get to see them.
Of course, Roxy's a poor college student right now.
Yeah.
So, otherwise she might show up for Chattacon, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all kind of depends on...
But she's got friends who live in Chattanooga, so she has people she can crash with.
I had the weekend of the exes. Hung out with a couple that I adore.
Right.
That I really
did. In fact, one of them was the one that kilt-checked me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Twice.
She's great. Yeah, she's awesome.
She just, like, went up the one time, and then was like, I gotta do that again. Yeah. I like hairy men.
Yeah, she's she's awesome. And,
Friend of me on Facebook.
FetLife, yeah. Me too.
And another ex came to the panel. And one ex, I had an awkward half wave with, and a kind of like a head nod, kind of like a right. I really don't want to talk to you, but
managed
I'm not going
to clone himself and be on the first three floors at all times.
Yeah,
I know, it was scary. We saw him like everywhere.
He was everywhere. He'd been cloned.
Yeah, that was a little uncomfortable.
Did you ever see She Who May Not Be Named, the one you don't like?
No, I didn't. Oh my god, that was awesome too.
And she was one of the ones that said she wanted to kill check me often, and I saw her many times.
You did?
She didn't.
I didn't see her once.
She didn't acknowledge who I was.
See,
yeah.
I told you she's a horrible person.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about it.
She's toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, you know, it's like you see all these people, and it's like there are some that you just adore, and some that you just would be fine if they just, you know, flew off the face of the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I did figure out one reason that the con felt so weird.
Why?
We weren't rooming with Four Legs and Kiara.
Yeah, that was kind of odd not having them in the room.
Because they're your con partners for everything.
Yeah, they're
running
buddies
for
con,
years.
Yeah,
years.
They've been doing it, yeah. Especially, I've been sharing a room with Four Legs since the first time we went to Phantasm.
Mm-hmm.
And except for one or two times, I think he's always been in our room.
Did you hear how the move went?
They're up there. They seem to be settling in.
And they were even at a convention up there last weekend.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of a confix.
Yeah,
we've been hearing from him.
He did tweet that said didn't quite feel like a con without Photodome there. But then again, it's kind of it was okay, but not kind of a poor substitute for Frolicon.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll make it down for Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
They are planning on it at this, and I've said that they're, you know, until we hear from them, they have, you know, a bed.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait for Dragon Con. I'm so completely
Over 4 months away, though. Nothing in between, really, con-wise.
It's going to take that long to save up that much money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's crazy because I wasn't sure if I was going to get a chance to go visit him because, you know, I've got dogs to board, so it's expensive to go up there. I think we figured something out where I can get up there, so... So I don't have to wait 4 months to see you.
Delta paid me $400 to sit in an airport for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was nice. Speaking of that, have you heard what One Airline's doing?
What?
Spirit?
No.
They're going to start charging people for using the overhead compartments.
Are you shitting me?
No. Between $30 and $45 is what they're talking about doing.
It's
going
to start heading that way, I think.
What they're saying.
$50 plane tickets, but you have to pay for legwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which the thing is
if
the tickets.
Five, that wouldn't be necessarily.
That's why it's
No, I mean, kind of, sort of, but then again, it gets to the point where it's like they don't normally. There are not a lot of places that will drop the prices, but they will.
Mm-hmm.
The price of the ticket, but they're going to charge you the fees on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, it only works if they drop the
right. I mean, I wish they'd do something along the lines of. There's an airline that flies. I want to say locally in London, where it's like dirt cheap, but it's like an infomercial in the sky. You have to deal with it. It's like
yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll go. Whatever.
I'll watch your advertisements.
Yeah, I don't care.
They basically try to sell you stuff. It's like a flying. It's like a flying QVC.
Yeah.
But the plane tickets are like dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There were times when Clark Howard would say one of the best things to do is get, like, if you wanted to go like Ireland or something, get a cheap fare into like London. And then get a ticket on this airline that's, you know, real cheap and just fly to, Dublin from there.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah. You know, I'd deal with that, but, you know, this nickel and diming everybody, considering everybody's charging for, like, you know, you get one free bag and anything over that you're paying.
But it depends, too, on how, like, often you fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't fly, but still, I mean, that makes me go, well, no.
Yeah.
You know, or find a way to deal with another airline that doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the saving grace is what's going to happen.
Well, they'll find a way to
like
be competitive.
Yeah, so and then we'll see, that will be the thing. Is places like JetBlue, Southwest Air, and AirTran will go, wait, no, we have a market here. We could get more people on our planes if we just, you know, do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You need to move here.
But Spirit's the one that's saying that they're one of the reasons they're doing it is to keep people from, you know, clogging the aisles, putting their stuff in the. It's like, no, you're.
That's a huge problem.
And they said another. And they said another reason. It's not only just a revenue maker, but just to keep the aisles from being clogged up with people putting their stuff up there. And it's like, really.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
really. It's like, no, you just want to make more money.
Well, I mean, truly, my bag fits under the seat in front of me, so I don't really.
Yeah. Well, people are like, well, that's the thing is like, I think Spirit's probably doing this is because they probably started doing the whole paying for bags, mm-hmm. and people decided, no, I'm going to fly Spirit.
Yeah.
I'll just get a bag. You know, go to watch one of these websites of these people who pack everything into one small suitcase mm-hmm. that they can put in the overhead.
Yeah.
And people stop checking their luggage, so now they've got to make up.
That would make sense.
You know, that mm-hmm. way. And it's like, the thing is charging people more stuff like that mm-hmm. just makes the revenue go down because people find cheaper other ways to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, we were actually just talking about this earlier. The only way to travel for me, especially if you're going to do extended travel or, you know, something where you have to pack a lot of clothes.
Right.
Is on the second to the last day, go to a post office and ship all your shit home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually cheaper to ship your stuff home than
to check. And you probably have a better chance of getting it.
Mailed my mixer home for $20, and that would have been probably $40
to check it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it totally makes sense to
do that. And that's just it. And you have a better chance. You have a better chance of getting your shit than because the airline, one of the things that they had to come up with is now that all these people are paying, you know, are charging mm-hmm. for their airline, you know, for bags, mm-hmm. but they're saying, well, that doesn't mean we're going to guarantee that your bag gets there. And it's like, fucker, no.
Right.
It's your job.
I'm
paying you for.
Right.
Yeah, you're charging me $25 to $50 for an extra bag, fucker better be there with someone handing it to me.
Right, right. Well, you know, actually, when we were in New Zealand, we actually had enormous rolling suitcases.
Yeah.
That we shipped home, and you had to get, like, a lock, you know, so that you could lock it.
Right.
They taped it up, popped a label on it, shipped a suitcase home to us. I mean, we shipped, like, two of those and an extra bag for, like, $150.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, we got it, like, you know, a week after we got home.
Right.
Big fucking deal. Like, it was so nice to be able to walk onto the, you know, walk around with, you know, just one small bag.
Right.
Yeah, it's really the way to do it.
So, yeah, that's just, thought that was it. They've been talking about that on WSB today, and it's one of those things where it's like, did someone pry Clark Howard off the ceiling about this yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like train travel.
Trains are cool.
Yeah. We've actually thought about that if we ever got married, taking the train to New Orleans for honeymoon.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, the first time we were going to meet was supposed to be the week after Christmas, and we were each going to hop on a train and meet in Greensboro, which is right in the middle.
Right.
And it was going to be all, you know, romantic, and then we couldn't wait, so.
Greensboro, yep. North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yep. Cute little college town. I've actually been there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Got friends. Yeah. Some friends got married up in that area.
Oh, okay.
Greensboro or Greensville?
Greensboro.
Which is up on the north side.
Yeah.
Yeah, close to, yeah, mm-hmm. Virginia.
I know, yeah, it's getting close into Virginia. Yeah,
oh, sorry, I was born in Greenville, so.
Okay.
No, this is what it was is High Point. I think there's a place called High Point up there around that area. Well, they have an old silver mill that has been turned into a castle, and people rent out for weddings, and that's where they got married. In fact, I missed. Oh God! Because the way it was is we got. You know, since it was an out-of-state thing, we were all at one hotel. It was Ameris Suites, but Emory Suites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually got a deal. It was like $99 a night for like a full-on suite.
Oh, nice.
And because my girlfriend and her sister were not part of the wedding party, but their soon-to-be sister-in-law wanted them to be involved in the whole festivities of going and getting their hair done and stuff like that.
Okay.
They took, you know, them and their mom took the car, and I was supposed to ride with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went down to the lobby to wait for them, but they had already left.
Nice.
They left me behind.
Nice.
So, I think the bride's the maid of honor's father, mm-hmm. who was originally supposed to get me,
mm-hmm.
came back and got me and took me back.
Uh-huh.
So we at least got the reception and them all coming in. Well, they had a piper.
Oh, very cool.
As part of their thing. And when the doors opened and they say, you know, he played in and then they had everybody else come in.
Oh,
and they
that
had
is
me.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually pretty cool. But yeah, we went, I remember going into this one really cool little bar for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That had, because it was around Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that Sunday was the Sunday we invaded Afghanistan, because I remember listening to it on started the air assault into Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
It was when we heard that on the radio as we were coming home. But yeah, they had, I don't have them anymore, but they had these really cool pub glasses that you could take home with like Halloween, whatever, with like a flying witch on it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like one of the promotions they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, my mom's already gotten all hyper because I'm dating a guy and could potentially get married at some point. So she's got this whole batch of mead planned out.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, well, just let me know because it takes like a year to do. I'm like, Mom, relax. I'm like, just give me a break. She's like, no, I just, you know, I could just go ahead and make it and we could just drink it if, you know, not. And I'm like, wow. So,
I love that that's her version of that conversation, though. She wants to make us wine.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Yeah. My mom doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom's kind of great.
That's cool.
Yeah. They love you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like, dude, it's like a guy.
Well, that's all they're excited about, really.
I know. You got to meet my grandparents. My ex did not ever get to meet them. So, mom's like all jazzed. You're a member of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, actually. You'll be stuck
in
the brew
run
store.
Run quick.
Yeah,
you're going to be stuck working in this brew store for the rest of your life.
Which I don't think he seems to mind all that much.
Yeah.
I think he likes it. He likes it here.
Yeah.
It's a neat store.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was working all day today, and he'd kind of come up and kind of, you know, check things out and listen while I was talking to people.
Yeah.
Shooting the shit. I'm mostly full of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it, and they all love it, so fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know her family's given her a little bit of the whole,
mm-hmm.
since I really don't have much family that I have around me right mm-hmm. now. I don't really get that, but I think her side of the family is, they've...
Lots of lovely pressure.
Yeah, I've gotten from several people, oh, come on, it's been 5 years, make up your mind, you gonna get married or not?
Mm. Okay. I'll bet we do before you guys do.
I don't know, sometimes, I mean, my sister in the situation, you know, her best friend,
mm-hmm.
and her, I guess they're still engaged, last I heard,
mm-hmm.
you know, they got engaged right out of high school,
mm-hmm.
and somehow my sister still ended up getting married before her.
Okay, I was engaged for 5 years, mm-hmm. and then we broke up.
My aunt and uncle, I've forever known them as my aunt and uncle, and I just recently found out, like, a couple of years ago, that they were never married, and never have been married.
Oh,
and still are just living together just as my aunt and uncle.
Well, the sin makes it hot.
Yeah.
Keeps the sex alive.
It is interesting. Sometimes you'll meet people and you just never quite know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was watching The Girls Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Heth's girlfriends, the second batch, actually came to find out on the show that her parents were never married.
Okay.
She'd never known that.
Hmm.
Well, if you look at it, it's like you see the whole Hollywood situation where you see all these people who end up getting married and 6 months, a year later getting divorced, and then you see like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn who have been together for forever and are still happy.
Well, and I have kind of a different perspective on marriage. You know, I can kind of see it from having been basically in a marriage that was never legal.
Right.
Like, it is what you make it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I mean, you can have just all the responsibilities, the obligations, and all the caring and the sharing of the finances and everything of a marriage, and not have the paper, and that's fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because people think, oh, well, you can just walk away. But no, when you've been in a relationship, you know,
in
5 years, no.
Right.
There's no easy walking away no matter what.
Right.
No, definitely not.
And there's a thing in a lot of places called common law marriage.
Georgia doesn't have that anymore.
Georgia
it used to be
anymore.
With
Maryland
Georgia. Maryland. Yeah, Georgia used to be you had to, it was like four to 7 years,
something like
but
that.
You had to kind of present yourself as man and wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you're not just saying, oh, we're living together or we're mm-hmm. boyfriend and girlfriend. You mm-hmm. actually kind of had to do, it's kind of like getting married without actually getting married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, you know, 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much consider myself his wife.
Right.
Even yeah. though we're right. not
and many people
married.
Do already yeah. consider yeah. us married. In some
we get that. Yeah, we do. That all yeah. the time. Hey, I'll have friends that'll be like, yeah, you know, such and such about your husband. I'm like, I'm not married.
Yeah. I'll do that. And it's like, your wife, girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wife friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your wife friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or look at Gene Simmons and
yeah,
and Shannon Tweed. Yeah.
They've been together
over 20 years and two beautiful kids. And
yeah.
No, they're married.
Well, married, and they're still extremely happy. She still rags them about getting married, but she's not going anywhere. If it was really such a done deal, she would have left already.
I do like the idea of the ceremony, whether or not the legalities are there. I like the idea of the ceremony because it does like mark a turning point.
Yeah.
And when I, you know, got married the first time, we actually hiked down this trail and like set our vows like next to this river. And it did. It was like a turning point, and the rings and everything, they were very symbolic. So I like the idea of a ceremony, but whether or not it's on paper and legal and all that, you know.
Right.
That's
yeah.
different, so.
I love how your shirt looks like people keep setting their drinks on it. Nice.
You come back on the side.
He's not, actually, he's not actually listening to us anymore. Yeah. He's staring at your shirt.
I wanted to say that for like an hour now. Seemed like a good spot
for me. I wore that especially for you.
So where are we at this point?
We are at Home Brewing Supplies.
Yes.
At minute 06.
Okay. Well, this seems about a good time.
I'm tired of us right now.
No. I'm not saying that. It just seems like we've been going on for so long and getting such great content. Yeah. It seemed like it was longer. So.
Yeah.
See, I'm much better in person than I am on the phone.
You are.
That's because she can actually interact with you, not just stare at the
computer.
And not just stare at the computer.
And make you talk.
Yeah. That's
awesome. Well, maybe we need to just next time if we get him on this whole Skype thing, we just need to do video Skype.
Yeah, and I could just like glare at him.
Yeah,
he's quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right. So let's. Anything else? Anybody else?
I wanted to share something that I saw Fodano put up on his Twitter a couple of times. Mm-hmm. April 14th, the answer to Steak and BJ Day. Cake and Conolingus Day.
I have a problem with this. Okay.
That's all over Fet Life.
Yeah, but the thing is it the reason we get Steak and Blowjob Day is because Valentine's Day is more female centric.
Right.
So saying, oh well, now we have Cake and Conolingus Day. It's like, but you had
Valentine's Day. I like that because now it can keep going. Like,
yeah,
exactly. Keep things going.
Well, there was also something else. There's also another one.
It's absinthe and analingus.
No, it's
I've seen that. I've seen.
It's like anal. It's like anal and something else.
Yeah,
And that's like the next month.
Yeah. There are a million different variations. They're all in FetLife.
Yeah.
Listed as events.
Yeah.
So you can go and say that you're going to whatever.
It is funny, but the whole idea of Steak and Blowjob Day was supposed to be the answer to Valentine's Day.
Okay, but like in a femdom relationship.
Yeah.
There's no, here, honey, here's your steak, and let me suck your cock. That just doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Valentine's Day is for.
It doesn't
then
translate
to you.
Necessarily. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
So.
Of course you do.
I just think
you like cake.
You know, really, you could come up with 365
like
variations.
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Christmas could be, you know.
Venison and violet wands.
Hello.
Or vino and violet wands.
Oh, we should do a calendar. We should totally do a calendar and put it up on the blog.
Yeah.
Vino and violet wands.
Yeah.
French fries and floggers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. You're good at this.
Yeah.
You're good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The shakes and sounds.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something with needles. What starts with N?
Nachos and needles.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I think we need seriously to make a calendar and like at least have one a week.
Or nachos and nipple clamps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or something with C and clover clamps. Why is the food eluding me? I just can't.
I don't know. Cookies and clover clamps.
Yeah. Corn.
Corn and clover clamps.
I don't know.
Yum.
Um.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other than a ramen and rope.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting
in pasties.
No. It's got to be an actual act.
I know. I can't. I'm not good at this, apparently. Putting in
the suspension and steak burgers.
It's workable. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could work on that.
Oh, the cobbler and cock and ball torture?
Yes, that was so upset.
That's my favorite day.
Yeah, I was so upset that class got canceled.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to that one.
Let's see. Alcohol and anal hooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, and anal hooks?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I love the anal hooks. Yeah, that's so on my list of things to buy.
Let's see, watermelon and water sports.
Yeah.
See, you're better. Okay, y'all losing me now.
Yeah. Well, watermelon is a diuretic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit. Give me a D1, a D food.
Damn it. Dinosaur. Yeah,
I came up with that. I was like,
donuts and dildos.
Hey, that works.
That's a great visual.
Donut. Oh, yeah. Oh wait, no, yeah. Even better. Donut holes
and dildos. Yeah. Well, but
donut holes.
Actually, that could have its own little symbol, its own little logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
be hot.
Because I'm actually going through stuff I've seen on the thing, like, Salisbury steak and slapping.
Yeah.
Or spanking. Salisbury steak and spanking day.
Yeah. Cream pie and corporal punishment.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, April 14th, Cake and Conolingus Day.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the calendar is forthcoming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody will work on it.
New improved calendar.
Yeah.
No, wait, here we go. Pie and punishment.
Oh, good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there you
good
go.
Good one.
But everybody likes pie.
Yeah.
Everybody loves pie.
Okay.
There's at least one side of pie.
Well, depending on what kind of pie.
There's so many different.
That's a great thing.
It's like cake.
I'm not there.
But you got to have the cream, yeah.
Yeah, I do like cream.
Bukkake and burgers. Burritos and bukkake.
That was a great one. Yeah, I don't think the bukkake should take place anywhere around the food.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have the burritos first.
There's a chance of spattering. Yeah, there's a chance of spattering.
No, you eat first, then you spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you eat too many burritos, you're going to be too
full to
really spray.
Well, that's another one, like you said, cream pie and corporal punishment. That could be two sex acts.
Yeah, I think burritos could be two foods.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took Red Tube to teach me what that meant.
What?
Cream pie?
Yeah.
Cream pie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You used to say that all the time.
What? Cream pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You used to bring that up. Okay. Anywho. Okay. Let's give all of our information so we don't have to have that rattly.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us on Kinky and the Geek. You can find us on
kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
You can find us as Kinky and the Geek on Twitter.
And Kinky and the Geek on FetLife.
And Kinky and the Geek on MySpace, which we never go there,
so don't even
really bother.
If you do, we will find you down. We will beat you with sticks.
Kinky and the Geek on Skype, and we've got voicemail.
Yep.
Individually.
Mighty Bill on Twitter, Mighty Bill on FetLife, and mytbill.bill@gmail.com, which I don't get email at.
Yep, and I'm fleshfine@gmail.com, fleshfine on Twitter. My website is fleshfine.com, fleshfine on FetLife. I'm just fleshfine everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you want us to do a Facebook fan group, let's get some feedback, maybe.
Yeah, just let us know. We'll do it.
We'll do something.
We're whores.
Yeah, let us know. One of us will work on it.
Yeah.
Probably me.
We're whores.
It is kind of my
job.
Well,
someone brought it up at the panel. Why don't we have a Facebook?
That's
true. So we should,
maybe we just should.
Okay.
Ruka_Yuiwell on Twitter. Live Journal. FetLife. MSN@msn.com email. Yes, I'm actually giving out my email. basically, if you want to find the links, go to our website. Mm-hmm. Everything is up there. Everything we are spouting off,
yeah,
I have put up there in some shape, form, or fashion. So if you don't get it from here, you can get it there.
And we should mention the website, which is kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have a donate button there.
Yes, yeah, we do. There's a donate button. There's a cafe press store.
Maybe we'll whore ourselves out like Chuck and Mal and come up with something embarrassing for me to do.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Have you make me up?
I'll sound you.
No.
Come on.
There better be a goddamn lot of money in there.
I know. For $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got $1 million in donation. I might actually think about
okay,
that.
Okay, right on.
Show up with a suitcase. That's all I just promised. I'm Phantom V48 on Twitter and Gmail and pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to find me, just look up Phantom V48. If I'm there, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I need to switch to Gmail.
And then
and he's an audio
like
god.
Yeah, if you want to hear his audio work, go to Chuck versus Mal.
Yeah, another Gmail fine podcast.
Yeah,
another fine podcast. And if you're in Atlanta and want to employ him, please, by all means, get in touch.
Yes. Give him a good excuse.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
That's
I guess.
It. Yeah.
I'm done with us.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. You guys are great. See ya.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thanks for coming. Be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye. Okay. Everybody say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.